And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
Good morning, America. Lesson 1069 of Down to Dunk. You can find us on The Athletic and anywhere else you subscribe to your podcast. Go to theathletic.com/downtodunk and get The Athletic for half off. I'm Luke. Join this morning by Andrew.
I gotta say, I'm just fired up to be here today. It's pretty cool. Pretty damn cool.
Woo! Slam through.
Taylor.
How do you get a country girl to come over to you? A tractor. Informa. You know, said daddy, man, you don't have to blame. A licky boom boom down. Take the man and say, said daddy, man, you just have somebody to lame. A licky boom boom down.
Wow.
What's up? Oh, slam throw.
Wow.
And Jay.
It's Jay.
Wow.
Snow, man.
Snow, dude.
I grew up on some snow.
A licky boom boom down.
Jay was... didn't know where that joke was going.
Oh, yeah. It did kind of. You know, I jumbled it. I couldn't find it on my thing, so that wasn't actually what the joke was. But
it's pretty good, though.
You know.
Well, it's just the dad vibe is in you now.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
You didn't need to read it. You just knew it.
Oh, I see. I thought you were talking about, like, innuendos.
No.
Accidental innuendos.
No.
So Thunder played a game.
They did.
They lost the game 107-86 in Utah.
Could have been worse. Should have been worse.
Utah's really good. Should have been.
I don't know. Here's the deal. Is the Thunder have...
They didn't cover. It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could have been worse.
I mean, I guess things always can be worse.
They got to 86 points, so you lost again.
I didn't do it this time.
Have you? What are you going to do this year? We got asked that.
You
got
to say 95 points. 95.
You know, I would prefer not to ruin my life again. So I'm just going to shut up is what I'm going to do.
Yeah, it was a pretty glaring weakness in the Thunder, I think intentional, is that they cannot defend a center or protect the rim.
Yeah.
And so Rudy Gobert had a double-double in the first quarter, I think.
3 minutes, it felt like.
21 rebounds. It's weird because the rebound deficiency is only, I mean, the Thunder got 50 and Utah got 53, so it's not that bad.
Yeah,
but in preseason it looked like it was gonna be really bad.
I would say,
as far
even
as
that,
rebounds
even were. In that game it looked that bad,
like, way worse than
what
it was.
Did yeah. look way worse.
I
than
mean
it.
Part of it's that Utah just didn't shoot the ball that well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they only hit 29% of their threes.
Mm.
You know, you give up a lot of boards if you miss a lot of shots.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was not great. Not a great showing by the Thunder. I thought there were just some weird things about it overall. You know, I thought a lot of the Bazley possessions were just weird to me. Not within the flow of the offense. Like, record scratch, let me go to work kind of thing. And I guess we'll see if we see more of that in the coming weeks. But that to me is not a... It's not only a, well, it is definitely a recipe for losing, but to me, it's not a recipe for
the brand of basketball
development for this team. Mm-hmm. So I'm just curious what that will look like. Is Bay's going to continue to try to create for himself? Because if he is, one, like, worst record in the league, here we come. But also, like, what are we doing here?
Mm-hmm.
This is how it feels.
I can't tell if his teammates are his teammates supportive of it, or are they annoyed by that?
something that we'll find out. I think we want to ascribe as much as we can to one game, like everybody does. Everybody wants to give the instant reaction on Twitter. Everybody wants to have all the answers. Everybody wants to say, even looking at the numbers now is silly.
Well, this is 100% of the information we have so far, Andrew.
And it's just not enough. There's just, it's not even close to being enough.
I mean, 1,000%.
So we need to see what it looks like over the next few weeks. You know, Teo Maledon's not going to miss every shot that he takes the rest of the season. So that will look good. It just felt like every time they got into the offense that we want them to run or that Mark wants them to run, the ball just was just like a magnet to Teo, and he just bricked whatever was thrown at him.
Yeah, the team shot 37% for the game from the field.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Pretty bad.
But that's good. We not want to be bad.
I would say no.
Yeah, bad is good.
Bad is good.
Not that kind of bad,
though. Up is down.
Like, you can be bad and still look so like there's some promise here.
Not against Utah.
You're going to have whiplash takes tonight.
Yeah, not against Utah.
So they're playing Houston tonight. Houston is equally bad, if not worse.
They're bad.
Than Oklahoma City.
They got trounced by Minnesota. Mm. Just embarrassed by the Timberwolves.
Yeah, Anthony Edwards, did you see that when he hit that open three and then told the coach, he looked at their bench and told them to call a timeout? Yeah. Like, dang.
Anthony Edwards is one of my favorite players in the league. He's
awesome.
He's amazing, man.
Yeah, I think that you're going to see, like I said, some whiplash takes tonight where there's a lot more confidence. And I don't know what Mark is going to do with this lineup, with the usage, who's taking the ball up. Because you're right. Like, part of it is I'm giving the benefit of the doubt to Baisley in the sense that, like, nobody else was doing anything. Dort was trying to get to the rim, trying to score, and he looked real bad. Mm-hmm. I thought Dort's whole problem is I think he was trying to force a lot of his game just because there was no real action on offense. Mm-hmm. It devolved into kind of ISO mode, you know, everybody dribbling. And there were a few plays where the ball moved around really well, mm-hmm. but like you said, it ended up in a non-shooter's hands, except for whenever it landed in JRE's hand, who...
I don't think Maledon's a non-shooter.
I don't know. He didn't shoot super well last night either. Or last year either.
Maledon.
He was put in a pretty unfair position all of last season. I think he'll be better. I actually don't think he's a bad shooter. But again, one game, it's all the information we have. But I don't think that off the catch he's going to be an abysmal shooter.
There were definitely some moments, though, in that game where I'm like, why isn't Giddy in where Maledon is? Mm.
Yeah, there's a lot. There are too many Maledon dribbles, you know, just way too many.
The vibe is kind of weird on the floor, even with SGA on the floor. Like, it does not feel like everyone agrees that this is the guy that we're looking at, or this is the leader, or this is kind of who is controlling thing, or is the coach on the floor. Do you get what I'm saying?
I also think they have too many guys.
Too many guys?
Yeah, just like...
Are you on the man-dude guy scale right now?
Too many guys? No.
Too many players. Like, in the sense that guys that you're trying to get minutes to. Like, Giddy played 29 minutes.
That's great.
Favors 20. I mean, there's just... Their bench ended up, 1, 2, 3? You have a total of... I mean, 12 guys they played in that game. Now, Vit played 3 minutes. Doesn't really count, but almost everybody else played substantial minutes. And so it's just... Mm-hmm. Especially when you've got guys like Ty Jerome sitting on the bench, it's like, what's the point of him?
I mean, the thing, again, it's one game.
I understand that. I understand.
And I think we're going to get halfway through the season, and he's going to cycle through these guys. Yeah. This isn't going to be, there's no, I mean, as you could just look at the depth chart of the game, like, this isn't the rotation. Mm-hmm. Like, this isn't a rotation. This is... Let's try some stuff.
Yeah.
Like, let's figure out what we have here. I think that's what a lot of the season's going to be, is like, let's figure out what we've got in everybody that's on this roster.
Are we ever going to have a rotation? It's always going to be like, well, let's see.
This season?
Like, yeah.
Why would they?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't think they will.
Yeah, I don't think they will.
I was thinking the other day, I was like, you know, in past seasons when, like, we had, like, Russ, and it was like, they'd be losing, we'd be like, oh, like, should we, like, press the emergency button? Like, should we all be concerned? Like, what did that look like? I was thinking, I was like, how many losses do we have to have? And we're like, oh, we have a huge problem in Oklahoma City.
No,
I don't think there's any amount. Like, we could lose every single game. And I'd be like, cool beans.
0-82 just guarantees you a top five pick.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And they're not going to lose all the games. They could win tonight. Like, they could very well win this game tonight. And I would not be surprised by it. Houston is just as bad, and it's just going to come down to who's the, like, can Shea be the best player on the court?
Mm-hmm.
The defense is going to be abysmal in Houston. They are, you thought that, like, the Baisley stuff was wild. Like, basically everybody has the Baisley mindset on this Houston Rockets team, mm-hmm. you know? So it's, if they make shots, they'll win, and if they miss shots, we will win. Like, that's how this will go. I mean, this is definitely a bounce of the ball type of situation.
Were you impressed? Like, anybody from that game stand out to you or impress you? I have a few guys that I was really pleased watching them play. I thought Trey Mann was actually
Trey was good. Trey was good. Trey made shots.
That is a big deal.
Like, that's...
But he didn't... I think the thing I look for in him, JRE, even Giddy, is, like, do they feel completely lost or, like, they don't belong? And I didn't feel that out of any one of those three rookies.
Yeah, there was that specific step back three that Trey took where he was able to create space. And, like, those are the things you're looking for with Trey is...
His shot just looks fantastic sometimes.
That's what he did at Florida is he was able to create space and get whatever kind of shot he wanted. And can he do it at the NBA level? He did it decently against Utah. Great. Like, you pass your first test.
And you saw little glimpses as well, like little glimpses of the fact that their point guard, one of their point guards is 6'9", like the amount of rebounds. I mean, Giddy got 10 rebounds, but part of that was like the way they're going to have to compete for boards with mm-hmm. this team is everybody's going to have to get rebounds.
Yeah.
So you've got, you know, Giddy pulling down 10. You've got Poku that's trying to get in there and do whatever Poku does. And I said this before the podcast is I think the biggest win for Poku as part of this game is the fact that he didn't do anything that made me cringe. Which is a win.
Cringe.
He was pretty much a non-factor. You know, he played 15 minutes, I think, total. And
that's a. I don't know. It seemed like he got a lot of.
I'm saying a non-factor in the sense of a negative. Up.
Yeah, I thought he played well. I thought he played under control. He didn't do anything wild. Yeah. He had 3 assists. He had 3 boards. I thought he played good defense. I mean, those are the kind of things that I think you would ask for him to do, not to get in there and just go wild.
I don't know. I kind of want the wild.
You want to see the shot go down. But what you want to see from if you want Poku to be a real NBA player, like, we need him to do stuff like this. And then eventually get more shots than he took 2 shots.
Yeah.
We need him to get 7 shots.
The game felt like it flew by, too.
Yeah.
Like, it felt like nobody got a lot of time to do anything, like, except for Baisley.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what happens when you're playing so many guys.
Yeah, I guess that is what it is.
But you know?
It's like, good Lord.
I mean, really, the starting lineup is going to play a lot just by virtue of being the starting lineup.
Yeah, and probably the closing lineup of the first half in the game.
Right, and they're going to play a lot. Everybody else is just going to get spot minutes. They play Tao a lot. They believe in Tao. The professionalism that he's shown over the course of his full season and training camp has been impressive. And so he's going to play a lot. They're gonna see what they've got in him over the course of this season.
And second and third year guys, especially with where this team's at right now, you do need to do that.
Yeah, you've got to figure out what you have.
Yeah, and you need to give them opportunities in the second year and the third year. You're seeing it with Baisley. If it was another... Is this third year, right?
Third.
But it feels like 4 because that one season was...
We've had 3 years over 12 months.
Well, he's also had... 3 seasons. And then even last season, he had his first part of the year, had his broken scapula... And then came back.
Yeah.
And it felt like 2 seasons again. I feel like he's been in the league for 8 years.
Yeah. But it's interesting thinking about Baisley.
He's like 20.
He be getting on a team that was really trying to be good.
No.
He's probably not getting this.
No.
So
no,
he's your 9th guy at best.
Yeah. He's garbage time player.
And that's only if he figures out here's your role to play.
So that's something that I think is interesting when we were texting about it a little bit yesterday is, would other teams, the way we think of Baisley, and Thunder fans think of Baisley, mm-hmm. is that he has a lot of potential and could be someone real for this team down the line at some point. But I don't know. Do other teams see him that way?
I think if another team had him, they would also think that way. I think he would sit toward the end of the bench. He would show flashes because he does that with the yeah. Thunder. And you would think, wow, like he can do some stuff off the dribble. He can mm-hmm. shoot it. He can, you know, defend multiple positions. He's very athletic. Like, there's a lot of, I mean, if he were sitting on the end of the Blazers bench, I think Blazers fans would be on Reddit talking about how we need to see more Baisley.
The friggin' Blazers, man. I got something for them.
Later. I was not as down on Baisley as I think some other people were from the first game. Like, there are things that he did. The fact that he finished aggressively.
Yeah.
It's just a simple thing to take as a win for him. Because I mean, you remember, even last year, he would get to the rim and hesitate. He would mm-hmm. back away from the rim, shoot. I mean, he just finished with weird trying to lay up.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, the fact that like two times in the game, he did finish with a dunk pretty aggressively. Like, it's utilizing his athleticism. I think there's some decision-making stuff. I still think he's very inefficient. But it's also one game. Like, who knows? Yeah. Nobody was good. Yeah. Like, literally, other than Trey Mann and JRE, nobody shot well.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard to see with Baisley, like, what he's been really trying to perfect. Because he's so inconsistent with how he plays from game to game, you know? Like, some games he's super aggressive yeah. at the rim. Some games he's very aggressive with the jump shot and
he's
a pull-up jumper.
He's a young player.
What I would say, I think, this is from practice videos over the summer, things I saw in preseason and looking at game one, I think if I was going to say what has Baisley worked to be better at, I would say just a consistent style of play. Whether it's right or wrong, is mm-hmm. he looks similar in almost every game he's playing.
Mm.
And then on top of that, as I would say for him, as it's felt like, and maybe I'm just assuming more than I should on him, is so much of his development is mental. How do I play with confidence in every game I play? Because you could see in games where he missed shots that he would get down on himself. Like, there's playing with confidence consistently would be a big step for him. Whether or not you need that out of a guy that you're not sure if he's going to be your sixth or seventh guy or even on the roster in 3 years, I think there's a question mark for that. But I think for his own development, confidence and consistency is going to be the biggest thing for him.
Yeah. That confidence part feels like he's in that faking it till you make it
maybe,
thing right
maybe.
Now. Like, he's really forcing the confidence.
Yeah. And it just Which if you're like 20 it. Or 21, and yeah. I mean, you're trying to figure out where your
Shoot,
position
I'm
is in the
30,
NBA.
I'm still doing that.
True. Fake it till you make it.
Yeah. I just want to overall see more Josh Giddey on the ball.
Yeah.
I think that's where he's best. And I know that they're clearly trying to figure out what he is off ball. But I think if you want the offense to flow better, if you want everything to look better, you've got to go through Giddey. I think that was pretty clear. And it's frustrating. I understand that they're going to be doing a lot of different things this year with this team on the court. But anytime that he doesn't have the ball, that he's out there, and it's not also like it either needs to be in his hands or Shea's hands if they're out there.
Yeah.
But if they're both out there and they don't have the ball trying to create something.
Yeah.
It does feel like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Like that's how it feels. And I just need to see more from Giddey. I thought he was good. He makes good sound decisions. I thought he was really good, but I just wanted more.
And maybe I'm crazy, but I felt with Giddey that every miss he had was definitely that first NBA game. Because there's a difference between preseason and regular season.
Definitely.
Playing against Joe Ingles, who's been one of your mentors forever, Rudy Gobert, like he knows this Jazz team.
I was going to say, first game is a Jazz team who they are looking at a championship.
Yeah,
they're trying to play for a championship.
They were the number one seed in the West last year.
And the thing about the Jazz is that they're not going to make mistakes against bad teams. They're not going to look across and say like, yeah, you know, I don't have to go 100% tonight. They're like, okay, we have to go win. Like, we have to beat this Thunder team.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember where I heard this sometime in the last few weeks, but one of the reasons that people are picking the over with the Jazz is because Jazz are historically, especially last season, fantastic against the teams that they're supposed to beat.
You heard that on the Slam and Jam.
Was it on the Slam and Jam?
Yeah.
There you go. See?
Yeah.
Yeah, when you were flipping the flapjacks.
You're flipping your flap chaps.
Mowing my yard. I do actually listen to it a lot while I'm mowing my yard.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Can you believe we still have to mow our yard? I was so mad when this week I realized I'm going to have to mow my freaking yard one more time.
I mow my
probably
yard.
More than once.
I mow my yard year round.
What? You don't need to.
Yes, he does.
I have, number one, fescue. Number two, I've got a lot of leaves, and the easiest way to get rid of your leaves is just mow them up, mulch them up, and toss them in your trash can.
Hmm. Like, do you have a bag at the back of your mower?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got you. I can do both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Bag.
Yeah, cool. I got a leaf sucker, by the way.
I do too. I have that too. I just don't like it as much.
That's what I'm talking about.
Can you bring that thing awesome. In here?
That thing's awesome.
Yeah.
It's just fired rules. Up in here. See, hey. But you have Bermuda all over your yard. And so for you, is it will go dormant.
Are you a lot of weeds? I'm just supposed to know what kind of grass I have. Like off the top of my head, I'm supposed to just know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't. Hey, Andrew, where'd you get that beautiful shirt?
Okay.
Well, I went to downtodunk.com and I looked at the selection of shirts that were there, and this was the one I chose.
Mm-mm. Wow. It looks good.
Downtodunk.com.
What made you choose that?
Soccer behavior?
Soccer behavior.
Because it's the most hilarious shirt we have.
It is. I do
love
it.
Can't wait to wear it in public, and people are just going to stare at it and be like.
I've worn mine in public. I think
that's all of our shirts.
This one even more so because they know the logo. Like the other stuff, like no one knows the Paul George chicken fried rice. It's not a familiar look. But like this is a very familiar look.
That's true. That one is so confusing to people, I think, because it's clearly the MTV logo, the old MTV logo.
Yeah.
But then it just says down to dunk.
Yeah, people don't know.
I love the shirt.
It's a great shirt.
I wear it all the time. It's so cool.
I have two of them.
I wear mine all the time. That's great.
That's awesome, guys.
Up top.
Come on. Good job, guys.
Hey, we want to just give you the invitation. November 15th, Oklahoma City versus Miami.
Yep.
I don't know how many tickets we have left.
We don't have any left for a guaranteed spot at the tap room. Those are all gone.
But you can still get it.
You can still
get it and go see it the game with us.
Here's what I would do. If you still want to attend, you just need to get there early. The spots are limited. The guaranteed spots are gone. There are still some spots available, but those are for just people that are walking in. So if you want to come to the live show, you got to show up early. And then you can still come sit with us. You can still go down and shoot the half-court shot. We're going to have a half-court shot competition.
What?
After the game.
What?
Down on the floor. I've announced this on the other shows. Thanks for not listening to them.
I listen all the time. I listen to everything we do.
And
here's the thing. I'm going to hit the half-court shot so well. I'm going to become a Thunder basketball.
I just need to prove to you right now.
Mark's going to be standing there watching.
And he's going to say, I need that on my team.
Alex said, just to prove something to you, because I don't appreciate that.
Yeah, come on.
Because Jay and I we're just trying to pump this up right now. The reason I know that that's already happening is because Alex said in college he had a class where he spent a whole gym class just shooting half-court shots. How do I know that? Because I listen to the freaking shows, man.
Thank you.
I don't remember that. I do listen.
I was really talking to Jay.
Yeah, I'm about to say you got offended.
Well, then don't say you guys, okay?
I don't think you did.
He said, you guys don't listen to the shows. Go back. Go back and listen to it.
Go back.
We've got to go back.
God, I'm so worked up right now.
Yeah.
Hey, but if you guys hit a half-court shot, I don't know what will happen. I'll be so excited.
We get a prize. You get a prize.
Prizes!
From the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Guess what? I'm going to win the prize.
So we get on the court at the end of the game.
There's no way you're winning.
We're going to go on the court together, do the half court shot thing. We're going to take a huge group picture at center court.
That's going to be great.
That's pretty cool.
It's going to be great.
Here's my question. Can we bring out the trampolines that they use for the
dunks,
like the entertainment at, timeouts? And can I dunk it?
Feels like a liability issue. I could see someone getting hurt.
Get Luke to sign a waiver.
This is so badly. I'm going to get hurt really bad, and I'm going to sue the Thunder.
I got to start working on my half-court shots, man.
Where are you going to go?
What do you mean?
To work on your half-court shots?
Yeah.
The why?
Where I work?
Yeah, I was going to say.
I have a giant...
That's not the size of it. Is that a full-size court?
It doesn't matter. I can just move back.
I don't know.
Wow, Jay.
That's not where the line is.
I want to practice on this thing. This little...
Your mental...
Taylor is so argumentative.
It's a 10-foot goal. then I just have to mark out a distance and shoot the ball.
I don't know. I just don't think that's going
to
work.
That doesn't feel right, Taylor.
You know what, Jay? I got something to say to you about that.
Go ahead.
Let's move on.
All right. Well, we'll be right back after this quick break.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
And we're back after that quick break.
Ted John's back toy bigger in mystery.
First, I want to start this segment off by let everyone put your phones down.
No,
put your phone down, Jay. Hold hands.
We can't.
Just do it. Listen.
Seance.
If what I've been here? If I've been a little aggressive, I just want to talk to my boys.
Okay. Yeah.
If I've been a little aggressive,
there's a lot of eye contact.
Okay. I want to look all of you in the eye. Luke, open your eyes.
It's a prayer.
Okay. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay.
If I've been a little aggressive, amen.
Thank you, God, for my aggression. Okay, Ben Simmons is my favorite.
He's my favorite.
He got kicked out of practice and went, it was reported, not confirmed by a real journalist.
Where did this come from?
It came from someone that was in Philly that said, my friend texted me and said, Ben Simmons is at the strip club right now, right after he got kicked out. I'm going to believe it. I'm going to choose to believe it.
Yeah.
So I want us all to put ourselves in Ben Simmons' shoes. If you're Ben Simmons, you go through all this stuff. You go to practice. You get kicked out of practice. Where's the first place you're going?
Me? McDonald's.
McDonald's? I thought you were going to think in Arby's.
No. McDonald's.
What are you getting?
Because he's probably like... angry, stressed, all those things.
Sad.
And you this just is a need, peek into the life of L-Man. Just when go, he's angry, just go stressed.
Punish your body. You just need to punish your body with like McNuggets, fries.
McDouble.
No, that's not well.
You do nuggets, whatever. Fries?
Yeah.
You do.
You can eat it in the car.
What kind of sauce are you getting?
No sauce.
What do you mean you can eat it in the car?
No sauce. Because if I'm going to McDonald's.
You can technically eat anything in the car.
I know.
I'm going to McDonald's. I'm not sitting down inside of McDonald's and I'm eating it. I'm coming.
If you really want to take the depression to another level, though, just go sit by yourself in McDonald's.
Sit in the McDonald's.
I haven't been inside McDonald's in a long time.
McDonald's McNugget without sauce.
Have you seen? No way. I mean, I don't eat anything without sauce, really. But they have these little travel sauce holders. To where they slide in like your
Luke
vent.
Doesn't here's enjoy thing. Convenience.
Not here's, only okay. can it hold it, but it also blows the stench here's of sweet and sour sauce all over your car.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. I don't trust myself.
Just hot sweet and sour sauce.
I don't trust myself.
Yeah.
Not to I don't spill trust you the either. Sauce. I would
Did you just hear what I said? They have things made to carry your sauce in.
It'll drip off the nug.
Trust it.
Drip off the nug It'll on the journey to the
off
mouth.
The nug.
Y'all got to.
How slow
gotta,
are you?
I'm about to say, y'all got to quickly
How slow is this thing going?
How fast are you? Because if you slam it in your mouth, you're getting ricochet
Who
sauce.
Is slamming a nugget?
Well, it's one or the other, okay?
One or the other. Either you're going fast or slow with the nugget. Or. Middle speed, which is probably what you're talking
One
about.
One or the other, or the third option.
Or just.
Here's the thing. If I'm eating McDonald's, I'm eating it in the car, and that's what I'm doing that's on the way to strip club. I'm great. Grabbing some.
Oh, so you're going to the strip club.
That's the second place.
You don't trust the strip club food?
Well, I'm about to deep dive in, and we'll talk about
that. Oh, okay.
What?
Y'all got one? I got one if you need a minute.
Go ahead, man.
Okay, where I'm going straight to a Chinese, no, a sushi bar, and I'm just loading out on food, just going crazy on food. I'm getting rice, I'm getting sushi, I'm getting all sorts of crazy, bad, like bad combinations. Okay, wait. Then I'm slamming six Sapporos.
Aggressive.
Getting six Sapporos.
Six.
Six. I'm getting absolutely hammered. Then I'm going to a pickup game outside, and I'm going to start dunking on kids outside. Drunk, sushi. Someone's going to be filming
me. You're going to vomit.
Yes. That's exactly what it is. The next thing you're going to see is an hour later, a video on Twitter of me dunking drunk at a pickup game. Somehow they're like, how is he already here 2 hours after getting kicked out of practice? And then I just vomit on kids and vomit all over the playground everywhere, and everyone's really worried about me.
Wow.
Wow, that's gonna be great.
Yeah,
that's good.
Let's play some basketball.
Just like terrible breath, like sushi.
I just put it up on sushi and Sapporos. Time to play.
Totally just tanked.
Throw up.
Oh, wow.
I'm just like, I'd just probably go home.
I'd probably like go to like the lake or something.
Oh, yeah.
Take a walk, you know, try to refocus, you know.
I'm definitely going somewhere to eat, though.
Yeah.
Maybe happy hour somewhere.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Chili's.
You guys eat when you're mad? Is that what you do? Your go-to when you're mad? Just like chow down? No,
most of the time when I'm mad,
I prefer
to be by myself. Right?
That's what I'm.
So I'd go somewhere by myself.
When you're mad?
By myself. Yeah.
I don't really get mad anymore.
Oh, wow. What a development.
Good for you.
I don't know if that's good. That seems unhealthy.
I just bottle it up.
Yeah. I was going to say.
Bottle it up
and I explode.
Shove it down.
Then eventually.
That's how it goes.
You get mad, Taylor?
Yeah.
You can.
Taylor's so mad.
Yeah, we get mad. We get sad. What are you talking about, Jay?
Have you talked to him this morning?
God.
Emotions are healthy.
Do you know how good I'm going to feel when I leave?
Head straight to the sushi bar.
Time to deep dive about Ben Simmons' trip. He went to, if reports that aren't reports are to be believed, he went to a gentleman's club called Delilah's. So I thought maybe he left a review.
Mm-hmm.
We can figure out how he felt. Maybe we can get some insight on the thing. So we're going to read some reviews of this gentleman's strip club.
Okay.
And it would be this. He said, if there were the five, this is a five-star review, most recent review. I'm sorting by newest so we can figure out his.
Okay.
He said, if there were more stars to give, I would be giving double. I first came to Delilah's in July 2021. I've been back three more times since.
Mm.
I wasn't much of a strip club person before coming here, but now I make regular trips, and I don't even live in the state. Bar service is good, wait staff is great and attentive. The only downside, I wish they had more options, those who want to change, to tip the girls. There's a $20 charge to use the ATM.
Wow.
That's probably not
$20.
$20.
Next was a one-star review. No words to it.
Whoa.
Which I think is, could be him.
It sounds like Ben.
Does sound like
another Ben. One star review. I wouldn't recommend going here for the food. I was expecting mozzarella sticks and jalapeno poppers after asking the doorman about the menu, but they never arrived.
It sounds like you,
went to a strip club and asked the doorman about the food menu.
None of the strippers were accepting of chicken fingers as tips. Clearly, they too wanted mozzarella sticks and jalapeno poppers. This is not me.
This is L-Man review.
Also, the ATM charges a 20% fee. The ATM situation is...
It's 20% fee. Apparently. So if you get 1,000 out, that's $200.
Wow.
Quick math verifies that. That is correct.
$2,000.
It says $200 costs $40 in ATM fees. I'll place an ATM here and undercut your current fee structure by 5%. Let me know. There's actually, something's happening. They have a lot of one-star reviews currently. We've got to bump it up.
Yeah.
Ben Simmons hopefully is going to turn this place around.
20%, I would absolutely leave and go somewhere else and draw out cash if I needed it that badly.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, as a... divorce attorney, if I could put my divorce attorney hat on.
Go ahead.
Not a great charge for your bank account charge.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep, not a great charge.
Yeah.
But you can put it together.
This says that you took out $1,600 at Delilah's.
Yeah, what's going on?
I just been to the sushi bar. I was out of control. I threw up at Delilah's. Yeah, a lot of ATM issues here. So that's it. That's my deep dive into Delilah's. It feels like he's going to turn around instead of the 76ers. He's really focusing in on Delilah's.
Hey there, Delilah's.
Hey there, Delilah's.
You've got 20% charges on your cash withdrawals.
Twitter questions. People are desperate too, man. Like, I need the. Doesn't matter how much that charge is. I need that. Yeah. I need that $100 right now.
It's like in. Have you ever seen The New Girl, where Winston gets a bunch of bunny money?
Yes.
Instead of he goes to the thing, to the ATM. It doesn't give out money. It gives out bunny money.
Yeah.
And so at the end of the episode, they're all wearing like the jackets and the shirts from the strip club. It's very funny. They go to a police station to fight a police officer.
Cool.
That's great.
That's your new girl synopsis.
What else happened?
Twitter question.
And then Schmidt.
That's the first one. Coach is back.
And then Schmidt does something. It is. And then Schmidt does something hilarious. Our first Twitter question comes from @Dort6969Nice. Who wants to know, would you rather shoot a three if your life depends on it? Who would you rather shoot a three if your life depends on it? Baisley or Poku?
No.
No. Your life depends on it if you shoot this three. No.
No. Poku.
Poku.
Baisley.
Baisley.
You trust Baisley with your life?
I trust that. More than he Poku. He trusts himself with my life.
I'm not sure he cares about your life. Poku, I know for sure.
Poku doesn't
even know me.
I also can imagine that Poku against air shoots like 95% from the 3-point line.
See, I was going to say the opposite.
Can confirm.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
My thought about Poku is the way he plays in games is exactly how he plays
every other situation. He can shoot it. He can really shoot it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
And he gave me a cookie once.
How was it? I thought you were going to bring it and let us all have a taste.
You're gonna save it for the whole week?
Yeah. Cookies save. Plastic bag cookies save.
Plastic bag cookies save.
Plastic bag cookies save.
But you had to. The funny thing about that though is you would have had to have just kept it, just a single cookie in your hand until the day was over.
It has chocolate on the outside of it.
You should have eaten it.
I've got all this gear.
Did you
have like plastic bags just in my backpack.
You didn't bring your Ziploc bags?
I didn't. I forgot.
If How that could cookie you? Was number one priority, you could have done it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know I was going to receive the cookie.
I wanted to.
Always assume you're going to receive a cookie.
Yeah. That is a.
Every situation.
You've been to Media Day before. You should have known better.
Describe it to me. Describe the taste. Take me on a journey of the taste of this food cookie.
Food cookie. It was soft. So you bite into it and it tastes like it's like a cake.
No.
Okay. Dark chocolate on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Soft
for it.
Orange flavored cake on the inside.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It was delightful.
But you said that they're actually from England, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Jaffa cakes.
Do we know what they're called?
Jaffa cakes.
Jaffa cakes?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I got to tell you about this experience I had yesterday before we move on. Speaking of food and the Thunder Arena.
Mm.
So the Thunder had media out yesterday to check out all the new things that they have going on at the arena. So they have, you know, those Tesla coils that they have up in the arena?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Coolest thing about yesterday was that they can now play music through the Tesla coils. Like whatever song you want can play through these coils. It's kind of freaky, but pretty cool.
Is it?
Wait.
Like are the lightning? Because they're like the lightning-y things.
Yeah.
Like is they pulsating to the music?
Yeah, pulsating to the music. The music is coming out of these things.
And with the lightning?
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
It's cool. So get ready for that. Also, Quad City DJs.
Uh-huh.
They're going to be at the game performing at halftime.
Really?
On Sunday. It's reason cool. enough to go to the game.
I don't know who that is.
Space. Come on, ride the train. It's a choo-choo ride.
Also, everybody get up. It's time to slam now. Yeah.
Thing. Oh, that one.
Jam.
Okay. I got you.
Also, there'll be guys dunking while they're singing the Space Jam song. So
dang.
Just get ready
for trampolines?
I assume.
Cool.
Anyways, at this thing.
You also might see Joel Embiid set a record for most points scored
in a basketball game. 101. Yeah. It really could happen. So you should be there.
Will Ben Simmons play?
No.
Anyways, they also let us sample all the food that they're going to serve at the arena this year.
Ooh.
That's awesome.
In this big giant buffet, and it was like all these burgers.
Slam burgers. And
they had a donut burger.
Smash burgers.
Slam
burgers. I think they're called smash burgers.
Dunk burgers. anyways, it was
what,
great.
Like,
was
so great. Best, give us a heads up. What should we look for?
What we got to get?
So the donut burger is good. They had some.
That's a lot.
Get out of my face with a lot. It was a tiny one.
Oh, dang.
It was good. They had...
like we need a group therapy session.
Shut up, Jay. You started this morning when I walked in.
It's true. Chicken wings.
I like chicken wings.
Delicious. They were like bacon braised chicken wings.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Yeah. Delightful.
Bone in.
A bone in.
Yeah.
I've got a bone to pick with chicken wings. Mazio's in Stillwater's been out of chicken wings for like 3 months. I can't get any.
My go-to chicken wing place, Mazio's.
It is.
Anyways, it was great. The food was tremendous.
Did y'all ever hit that Mazio's up on Rockwell?
Yeah, after baseball games.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Mazio's salad bar and just the buffet. Good. I had it this week.
Twitter questions.
Okay. I'm a huge Mazio's guy. Hey, guys, let's go to our next Twitter question. Comes from @Schofwill. Says, do you think the Thunder's plan of a non-positional basketball will always include undersized bigs, or was last year and this season just a product of bottoming out?
Yeah, I mean, it's just... I think you can't just go get a big. Like, I think part of the reason that they don't have Sengun on their roster right now is because they were offered way too much for that pick. And then two, I think that you have to be really, I think that position, you have to be pretty intentional about what you want. And if you draft somebody that's going to be really productive at that spot, you're going to have to eventually pay them a lot, or they're just not going to be on your team anymore. Like Nikola Vucevic, really good player. But do you want him to be your starting center if you're trying to compete for a championship? I think the answer is probably no. But you have to pay him near max because he's that productive and he's not going to defend well, and there's just all these issues that come with having him as your center. Now, I think that you can look at this next draft class, and if they're in the top three, you'd be pretty surprised if they weren't going to take a big. Right. And they're all very skilled. They can all do lots of things on the court. That's the kind of guy that you want. So I don't think that they're just like, man, we don't want everybody under 7 feet. You know, we don't want anybody out there that can do this. No. I mean, Banchero's 6'10".
He plays pretty big, though.
They would most certainly draft him.
And well, you have Chet, who's also...
Chet's 7 feet, but he's like under 200 pounds.
It's insane.
You know? He's very skinny. Eventually, he will play center, I would assume.
Yeah.
Or at least the four. But if there's a big man that warrants being selected high in the draft, they're going to, I don't think they would shy away from taking him.
And I think the other thing you have to remember is the Thunder aren't intentionally building a roster to compete this year. So it's not like they recognize, hey, we have a glaring hole at the center position. We need to go and get a free agent to play that position. Like, they just were like, no, it just is what it is, and we're not going to do what we need to do to fill that position. Mm-hmm. It's unnecessary for us to do that and spend the money, let alone what free agent is going to say, man, I'm going to go play center for the Thunder.
Nobody. Yeah.
I think the only way they're going to get a big to change that kind of positionless idea is if they absorb somebody that is a giant contract that somebody's trying to get rid of.
Or they just wait until, I mean, they did this last time too. They didn't have anybody.
Like, they get an asset is what I mean. Like, that's the only reason they would
change. Well, they traded for Perk, you know? Like, they...
You're saying down the line.
Down the line. Yeah. Whenever you know what you are, then you can... And if you still don't have a center and you need one, they're going to have a boatload of assets to go get one.
And by the way, just having a good big man does not mean you can't still be really versatile. You can get versatile bigs. That's what all the bigs are now.
That's what it has to be going.
Well, and the reason that they are versatile now is so that you can take in whatever player you need to. Like, this team could take in a very high usage player still because of how versatile they are. So I would, they're just trying to stay as flexible as possible until they know what they are. It's really not, this is what we want. It's just, we want flexibility at this point. It would be
Stretch Armstrong.
And you should want, I mean, like as a fan, like you should want to have a flexible roster, because if you start to get players that you plug in here and it's like, well, they are only this, and they can only do that, and they're never going to fulfill this role. And then you're pigeonholing yourself to where, oh no, we have a big already, and the best big in the draft, or the best guy in the draft is a big, and we have the number one pick. Well, now what are we supposed to do? Like, now how are we supposed to handle this? You know, they're not locked in that way at all. I feel like all of their players that you think that are going to be here long term can play multiple positions, which is what you want.
Hey, our next Twitter question comes from @DudeBuffet, who says, "Sup, dudes? Do you think Wendy's is being little haters for not putting those cool sunrooms in their stores anymore? Or do we lose that privilege because we were bad?"
I think we were bad.
Did anyone, like, the sunrooms? I know what he's talking about.
The one in Edmonton still has one. Yeah.
I never sat there in the sunroom.
Oh, I did.
You did? Yeah.
Did they have like doors that, was it separated?
No.
You could probably enter into it as far as another entrance, but no. For the most part, you came through the restaurant, ordered to the table, and then went and sat down at the sunroom tables.
I never went to Wendy's when I was a kid because they didn't have any play stuff. Because back in the day, it was all about...
They did not.
They never had play stuff.
One on Expressway, they came out with the biggies, you know? They had biggie drinks and biggie fries. I was a biggie, so we ate there quite a bit. But the one on Expressway didn't even have the sunroom.
Sunroom, yeah. It's true.
The one on... I have a bone to pick with the one on in Edmonton.
Bone in.
But I won't...
I don't know. That one in Edmonton. So here's what Oklahomans don't realize is, in Oklahoma, most of the Wendy's experiences are pretty rough. Like, the one in Edmond is sketchy at best. The one on Penn and Memorial's fine.
Yeah.
But you go to other states, like, I remember when I was traveling to Florida with regularity, like, Wendy's is a really, like, nice go-to fast food restaurant for a lot of people. Not that way here in Oklahoma.
For Floridians, that's like a nice birthday dinner restaurant.
It's fast casual in Florida.
It's fine dining.
Really? We need to have a whole episode about this.
This is not true. There's no way that's true.
It might be. But it's, I mean, you know, like.
It's like Panera Bread.
It's not on. No. It's definitely not. It's not like Chick-fil-A, though. But it's definitely like a McDonald's. You would go to it just in the same way.
They just vary so much by location. If you just got to go to a good location.
True.
You know, that's what I say. Hey, guys, let's go to our next Twitter question.
It's our last one.
It is. Okay.
Are we still doing?
Yeah, we have to do bold predictions. Yeah. We're running out of
time.
Let's
do that then.
Bold dicks.
All right. Taylor, start us off. We have bold predictions.
Russ will have the lowest usage rate in the last 10 years of his career.
Boo. That is bell pepper if I've ever heard it.
Good. This first one was a test because I always get freaking poo-pooed on because my bold dicks, you say, are
too... We have to stop saying that.
Sorry, I didn't even think about it.
Was he so mad?
I don't know. He's so angry and he has to stop saying that word.
All right, sorry. Bold predictions. Can I say pre... predictions. Okay. That was a test. You passed. Now I'll get into my real bold predictions.
Okay.
Nate McMillan will get coach of the year.
That's probably jalapeno-ish.
Yeah,
let me finish.
Oh,
they have 12 actually good.
You literally stopped just talking.
Hold on. I know. I'm trying to get something out of you guys. I'm really trying to work something
okay.
out.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
They have 12 actually good productive players. That starting lineup is really solid.
Yeah, this is common knowledge stuff.
Let him finish.
I'm actually going to downgrade it to Bell.
Let me finish. So actually, now that I've worked through this, if he doesn't win Coach of the Year, he should be fired. Bold prediction.
Okay.
That's just wild. Like, I don't even know what to say.
What would the Hawks have to finish for him to get Coach of the Year? Third in the East?
Yeah, if they get third or fourth, he'll probably get Coach of the Year.
I don't know. We'll see.
I think Jason Kidd wins Coach of the Year. Bold prediction.
Oh, that's...
that's bold. Now that's bold. That's irresponsible.
That's a ghost pepper. No, that's a Carolina Reaper.
That's a Carolina Reaper.
That's a hot chip.
I would be really shocked.
That's outrageous.
It's not really. I don't really feel that way, but
that's
I was trying to go bold.
No, stay with it. That was
stay
good.
Bold. Okay. Stay yeah, bold. Yeah, you got to stay good. Bold. You got to own it. Yeah, like you have
good.
To own it.
That's good.
You have to own it.
Got it.
All right. Here's my first bold prediction. Okay. Philadelphia 76ers miss the playoffs.
Wow.
Ooh. I'm going to give that one a habanero. That's a Carolina Reaper, actually.
It's funny, though, because I have another bold prediction that's Embiid gets MVP.
Actually, that's not that bold. He was like,
"No, that'd be pretty."
He would have won it last year. He would have won it last year had he. Yeah, that's bell pepper.
Okay,
that's very possible.
Okay.
Bold has to be.
No, I know what bold is.
It's got to be like 10% chance or less.
Short.
Right,
I'm coming up short.
10% less chance. Like Philly is gonna make the playoffs, but I predict that they're not because Joel Embiid could get hurt. And then what are they?
Yeah,
it's a lot of Tobias Harris. Tobias Harris show.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not making the playoffs.
Yeah, they're not making the playoffs. Even in the East, they won't do it.
You guys got one?
Luke?
Baisley traded by the Thunder by Christmas.
No.
Boom!
No.
Give him the button.
You don't get the button on that one. That was, I mean, it could definitely happen. That could definitely.
But also, why?
Because I say so. Boom!
Taylor, go ahead, man. What's your next one?
I think Andrew gets one next.
Oh, I got another one. Okay. Another league-wide one. Memphis will be in the top six in the West.
I don't...
Where are we
I
at?
Guess it's bold, but I also feel that
that's
good about...
That's habanero.
Habanero?
In my opinion.
Memphis?
So you get to go through the... Who are they better than? Right?
I think it's an explosion. It says... when I downloaded the sound, it said explosion.
You've got...
Well, here's
Phoenix, Utah, Lakers, Clippers, Warriors, Blazers, Mavericks.
I don't know about Blazers, man. Here's a bold prediction. Portland loses in the play-in game.
Totally possible.
I would say the bold prediction for me is that Portland doesn't make the playoffs.
But that's them losing in the play-in game.
No, it's not even in
the
play-in.
I'm not in the play-in game.
A 10 seed?
Out of the top 10.
The Timberwolves.
Damn, Jay's really
the Timberwolves.
I'm off.
Here we go.
The
Jay.
Timberwolves mm-hmm. finish the regular season as the 7th seed.
Wow, that is bold. That is spicy.
That is very bold.
That is irresponsible. That's Carolina Reaper. That's
we'll come back to it. Come back to it. Remember that.
It's an immediately regret.
What's funny is the one I actually maybe think is that the Mavericks missed the playoffs.
But yeah. Jason Kidd gets
they,
coach
they
of the
lose.
Year.
I know. That's why. Jason.
And Jason Kidd gets Coach of the Year.
Boom!
Whoa!
It's going to be a wild year down in Dallas.
Oh,
there
boy.
There is definitely a less than 10% chance of that
happening.
Those
two things happening.
Derek Favors starts 75 games for the Thunder and is here until next summer.
That's jalapeno.
Is that bold? Is that bold?
I just
Can't you just see that happening?
I don't know. I mean, they shut down Al Horford halfway through the season last year.
Yeah, Derek Favors is not Al Horford.
But he's a lot better than everything else they have.
Yeah.
Is he not?
I don't know if does he really make your team like that much better though, like Al Horford could have.
I'm not saying that he is going to make the team better.
Yeah.
That's why he stays.
Yeah.
Let me finish.
Let me finish.
I'm not done yet.
I'm not done.
All right.
Gauging the response. Is it Bolt? Nope. All right. Let me finish.
No, I actually wrote it down that way.
All right. Go ahead, Tayshaun.
LeBron's going to subtweet about Russ and two-parter. The Lakers will try Russ off the bench at some point this year.
Ooh, that is big.
That is big.
That is
That's
bold.
A habanero.
And I that have a prediction bold. Of how it's going
to
happen.
To Carolina Reaper.
Russ is going to get injured at some point, and then they'll use him coming back as the excuse to bring
That's him That actually makes it way less bold.
Damn it!
You really killed it.
I thought too much about these.
You did. That was you tried to find a path to it being more of like a 50-50 shot.
Left it. I should have left it. I'm really feeling, bad about this today.
I feel like I need to retract
Can I
your
do
explosion.
This again next week, though? Too? I'll finish out these. Can I bring some more next week?
Sure.
Okay.
No.
I'm still at your
test. Teo Maledon is the first Thunder player traded this season.
Oh.
Is that bold? Is that
Yeah, I'd give that a jalapeno.
I don't know who.
Jalapeno? That is not bold then.
I think that everybody on
jalapeno is a very normal pepper.
Yeah, but it's still got a little heat.
It's just
to it.
The most popular.
But well, it's just a normal. You can just have that anytime.
Still a little spice though.
No one's ever going to be like, whoa. You've got a jalapeno pepper? No one's ever going to do that.
But also, if Teo gets traded, no one's going to be like, whoa, oh my God, what are they doing?
True.
It's true.
Well, it's a jalapeno.
They sell them at Church's
I'll
Chicken.
I'll accept it.
35 cents.
They 35 give. Cents a per pepper?
Yeah.
Luke, earlier
Bro,
in the show, you
just
said.
Just by itself?
They give me the hiccups.
First bold thing you've said this whole time.
They give me the hiccups. They do. And it's worth it. It's a nice little treat.
Josh Giddey will average 37% from three this season.
Ooh. Michele would say that is a Carolina Reaper.
Yeah, Michele would say that's irresponsible spice.
And we'll have three triple doubles.
Mm-hmm. Less. Yeah, that's...
That's jalapeno.
Are you serious?
That's jalapeno.
God, Taylor, just leave it.
Yeah, you really...
Just leave it alone.
I want to retract
that. Giddey would have gotten any, like...
Three? That's like the most reasonable...
He could have gotten one against the Jazz if he would have had the ball in his hands more. He had 10 rebounds.
Well, the thing you're counting on is for teammates to make shots.
True.
Is the struggle.
Just pass it to JRE.
Also, for him to have the ball in his hands enough to get 10 assists.
Oh, that's going to happen.
Jay's really bringing it, man. You need to just come with these off the top.
That's what I'm doing, man.
Miguel DeVella said that Taylor makes one and then immediately heat checks.
I'm the Monte Ellis of bold takes.
Oh, man.
Andrew, you got one?
Jalen Suggs doesn't make either of the all-rookie teams.
I don't know if that's that bold.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, jalapeno-ish.
Yeah. He's looked super terrible for the most part on offense.
Do you feel pretty good about
how I felt pre-draft? Yeah. Yeah, I feel great.
It's hard, man. Nobody looked. I mean, Evan Mobley out of the top. I mean, Cade's not playing. Evan Mobley probably looked the best. Maybe Scotty Barnes out of the top five or six. But
the thing about Suggs is that his Gonzaga team was better than the Magic.
Oh, they're so bad.
I was going to say, with him being on the Magic, it's just you're not going to have enough success for people to be
It's really tough. It's a really tough situation, especially for a guy like that who's like team-oriented, yep. is going to help you win, but you can't help that group win.
Mm-hmm. Jalen Green wasn't very good.
Jalen Green has not shot the ball well at all.
Which is what people...
Preseason really bad.
People were possibly thinking about him as he's going to be kind of a streaky guy.
Yeah,
but
bust.
I just hope, I mean, it sucks, man. Being in Houston is not going to be the best for his development, though, but whatever. It is what it is.
Yeah, I don't love it either.
I don't know what rookies have really looked great in the preseason, other than Giddey, Scotty Barnes.
Bones Highland has looked really good.
Yeah.
What?
Nothing.
He's in San Antonio, right? No,
Bones?
That's...
He's in Denver.
Denver.
Oh, what's the guy? Primo, Josh Primo.
Josh Primo, yeah.
He's so primo. I got one more. This isn't bold at all.
Okay.
It's just to take. Baisley isn't going to figure it out, and he's just going to disappear into nothingness. It's not bold.
Yeah,
the Thunder don't extend him?
Would it be more bold if he does figure it out?
Oh, really?
Ouch.
I'm concerned.
Give me a bold prediction on where Ben Simmons lands.
Oh, man. Well, okay, we need to talk about...
Bold.
We need to talk about what Morey said, because I feel like what Morey said yesterday was very bold. He said this could last 4 years.
Yeah.
The Ben Simmons situation could last 4 years. He's basically saying, I'm not ever going to trade Ben Simmons unless you give me a good player back.
Yeah.
We have trades for role players. I'm not going to trade Ben Simmons. This could last 4 years.
Yeah.
Which I do not believe it. Eventually, the owner's going to be like,
Daryl. It's obviously not going to last 4 years, but.
But that's bold. Daryl's way good at these bold things. Bold.
Also, I don't know. It's just weird that he would get on sports radio and do that.
It's Daryl Morey. It's Daryl. This is what he does, man. It's why people love him, is because he's. I can't stand it.
It's why
him,
he's
man.
So annoying to me.
I can't stand it.
Yeah.
I love that Ben Simmons is going to practice just like giving zero effort, though. The videos are great.
Everybody could have. I mean, that was the most easy thing to assume would be what he would do.
Yeah.
Oh, he's back. He's going to all of a sudden. No, you knew he was going to come and try to torpedo the whole entire thing.
And people keep wanting to. I keep seeing people on Twitter being like, it's interesting how we're treating the Ben Simmons situation versus how Harden did it. Harden did this too. And you all supported it or blah, blah, blah. It's like this Harden actually, like, teams will give up so much for Harden.
Yeah.
Teams will not give up. This is why Ben Simmons hasn't left, because teams are like,
wait,
I don't
who supported the Harden
thing?
And also, we were very critical of the way James Harden did it.
Yeah, I was going to say, everybody.
Maybe it's not supporting it, but saying like.
The difference is that the Nets moved quickly because James Harden is James Harden and Ben Simmons is not.
Yeah.
Like, that's the difference. If this was as easy as James Harden, the move would have been made.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But Ben Simmons is. Like, nobody knows what he ultimately can be. Offensively, he showed that he has some problems in the playoffs last mm-hmm. year. And it's nothing's evolved. And there also seems to be some attitude issues that would make it not a positive asset that you would give up your star person to get a higher level of star person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. The bold prediction for me is, like, I mean, does he end up in San Antonio?
Also, Harden did get traded for not a difference maker. It made a difference for the new plan that the Rockets had.
No, it's because the Rockets are a disaster. But yes, if they would have been more mindful, they could have got a better haul for James Harden.
But they didn't. I mean, I feel like they got a good haul for what they decided they needed to do, which was start over. But yeah. Philadelphia is not trying to start over.
No, yeah, they're going to have to trade him. Like, Portland makes sense because I think both of those teams are going to be floundering by Christmas. But it's hard. I don't think Daryl Morey thinks CJ McCollum's a difference maker.
How does Portland lose to Sacramento on the first night?
Sacramento, because Sacramento is going to be the eighth seed in the West.
When you look at... Oh, my God.
I'm going to say so many teams in the playoffs that there are going to be no teams that don't make the playoffs.
I can't believe Jay has more hot takes than Taylor.
I know. I feel honestly embarrassing. You're going to get a lot of
Sacramento
aggression.
Yeah, I fall into the trap every year.
Oklahoma City's going to get Marvin Bagley.
Not. No.
I'd be floored if they got Marvin back.
Floored.
Yeah,
Let's do a bold prediction. What's the biggest name traded by the deadline?
Kyrie Irving.
That's bold.
Michael Jordan comes back for the 75th Why year of the here? NBA.
I don't know.
Boom!
No, Luke's biggest trade prediction is I trade McDonald's chicken nuggets for Wendy's chicken nuggets.
I don't even know what that means, but I would.
Any other bold predictions for you, Andrew?
Oh, Trey Mann is the only Thunder rookie that makes the all-rookie team.
Ooh, that's what? That's probably habanero to me.
How is that possible?
Was that a different explosion? It's the same one.
Same one.
Sound different.
So Trey Mann is going to be better than Josh Giddey. That's not my bold prediction.
I can't believe you just predicted that.
Wow.
I'll take it, though. I'll take anything right now.
It's bold. It has a 10% or less chance of happening.
Yeah. It's very bold. I feel like yours is irrational.
Irresponsible.
Yes, irresponsible.
Irresponsibly spicy. That's the point. Yeah.
Hey.
I always bring irrational. Every year. I blame y'all. Because what? I'm mad, I'm embarrassed about myself, so I'm going to project, and I'm going to take it out on y'all,
thank
okay?
you. Thank you for doing that. I'll take it.
Hey, guys, are you miffed and are you peeved?
Miffed and peeved.
Taylor?
Don't look at me, man.
He is miffed and peeved.
You're miffed and peeved.
This whole morning. Freaking miffed
What's
today.
Wrong?
You know what I think it might be, actually? I think I know what this is.
Your tummy hurts?
I have just insane diarrhea.
It's insane.
It happened, and I was like, that is insane.
Go get your tickets if you want to come hang out with us on November 15th. Everybody have a great day. Great weekend. Talk to you guys on Monday.
Peace.
Yeah, never. It's an easy trap.
Never believe in the Kings.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.